Slyam Mon Nation has received a $10,000 donation from the ILLAHIE Foundation to support post-production activities for the Tiam Ka Theta Nan, namesake, documentary film. According to a media release from Slyam Mon, Tiam Ka Theta Nan documents Slyam Mon's request that City of Powell River change its name. The city is named after Israel Wood Powell, who served as BC's Superintendent of Indian Affairs for 17 years. Powell was instrumental in the establishment of Indian residential schools, the banning of the potlatch and the theft of Lot 450 in Slyam Mon territory, the release stated. Tiam Ka Theta Nan has been in production since 2022 and hundreds of hours of interviews and footage have already been captured. Ilahie Foundation is a family foundation established by Julia and Ed Levy. The term ILLAHIE originates from the Chinook jargon, meaning land or earth, according to the release. The ILLAHIE Foundation draws its name from this term, reflecting a connection to the land and a commitment to environmental and social causes. The namesake documentary is an essential window into Tlaaman people's deep connection to their lands, as well as the history of dispossession at the hands of colonial agents, stated Dr. Julia Levy, a co-founder of the ILLAHIE Foundation. We are honored to support this seminal film. Levy is a distinguished Canadian microbiologist, immunologist, educator, entrepreneur and business leader, the release stated. She is an officer of the Order of Canada in recognition of her roles in discovering and developing the first medical treatment for macular degeneration, a leading cause of blindness in the elderly. Levy resides in Ka Theta territory. We extend our heartfelt Secha Theta C. Thank you to the Levy family and the Ilahie Foundation for believing in the importance of this story, stated Slyam Mon Haggis John Hackett. These finishing funds will go a long way in making this documentary one that leaves a legacy for our community and beyond. Scheduled for release in June 2025, Tiam Ka Theta Nan combines oral history, archival imagery and contemporary perspectives to amplify Slyam Mon voices and build community understanding about the request for a name change. In the spirit of reconciliation, 45 local organizations, businesses and nonprofits have voluntarily changed their names over the last 3 years, according to the release. Slyam Mon Nation is inviting others who are inspired by this project to contribute to its success. Donations for the namesake documentary film can help preserve this critical story for future generations, the release stated. For more information or to make a contribution, email media@tn-bc.ca. A teaser trailer for the documentary can be found at youtube.be/nextlchnowing. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.